Okay, I'm going to call the Legislative Council meeting to order. It is November 18th, 2021. The first person is Representative Babbage. Is Representative Babbage here? This is LR 2417, an act to establish the Commission on the Future of Maine's Intertidal Lands. Representative Babbage, the floor is yours.
Under 2 minutes. Thank you very much. After my introduction, President Jackson, Speaker Fecteau, distinguished members of leadership. I'm Christopher Babbage, State Representative for House District 8. Kenny Monk, I've submitted LR 2417, an act to establish a commission on the future of Maine's intertidal lands. I'm a native Mainer. Maine families have lived here for generations, living modestly, but always with access to woods and the ocean. The second page of my handout that I've just given you includes a picture which sums up the justification for this bill. The picture shows a sign with the inscription, private property, private beach, no trespassing. That sign, when duplicated again and again by new property owners from out of state, represents a threat to our children's generation and the Maine way of life. Because Maine had no definitive statute, court interpretations of law 40 years ago defaulted to a 1647 Massachusetts ordinance in which property owners' right to put a wharf across intertidal land was expanded to include private ownership below the high water mark, unlike other states and countries. Although I favor a remedial action, my bill does not. It presupposes nothing, but instead creates a temporary panel to fact find, consider options, and present a report for the 131st. Why do this now? The huge real estate turnover fueled by newcomers seeking refuge from the COVID pandemic is causing rapid change of ownership, many of them unsympathetic to community use of intertidal land. What we do here in 222 will be ready to go for deliberation in the first session of the new legislature in 223. We should do this because it's not a partisan issue, because two former Supreme Court Chief Justices have written that this issue needs to be fixed, because coastal towns should be able to protect access to their intertidal coastline for all of their citizens, regardless of socioeconomic status, and because we are stewards of public lands and of our future citizens' quality of life. Thank you, and I welcome questions.
Thank you, Representative Babbage. Are there any questions from Legislative Council? Seeing none, thank you for your presentation.
Thank you.
At this point, we will take a vote with the yeas and nays. It will appear on your tablet. Those in favor of letting the bill in will vote yes. Those opposed will vote no. The vote is now open. The vote is now closed. One yes, seven noes. The motion fails.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I had a picture taken, and if I happen to use it, I will not be putting persuasive in the caption. Thank you.
We appreciate your good humor.